websites out there, such as GoFundMe, that we hear about after a tragedy, but how safe is it to donate online?
Joining us live is Director of the Utah Division of Consumer Protection, Daniel O'Bannon. Daniel, thanks for your time. Everything's going online these days, isn't it?
It is. Fundraising and advertising, all kind of pushing to the internet.
So when we see something like this and we want to give of ourselves and our resources to a family who suffered, how do we know that that money is going to get to that family?
One thing you need to do is you need to make sure that the charity itself is registered with the Division of Consumer Protection. Just like all charities that aren't exempt need to be registered if they're going to solicit in the state of Utah, these charities that are advertising online to Utah donors need to come and meet the state's requirements.
Are there some websites out there that probably should not be trusted?
You know, I think we would urge caution of all consumers who are donating to charities. You know, we applaud how giving people are, especially after tragedies, wanting to help. But you've got to be cautious. There's a little bit of buyer beware out there with this to make sure that you're giving to a charity that's that the money's going to get to the charity and that charity is going to use it in the way they represent they are.
So even an individual who is raising money for a personal charity needs to register with the state?
That's right. The way it's defined in state law is an individual or an organization that's asking for money for a charitable purpose needs to be registered. And one of the reasons for that is we put on our website a disclosure of what percent of the money that the charity is bringing in goes to the purpose that they are advertising. And that gives you a sense of how much money is going to, you know, professional fundraisers or to overhead expenses, that kind of thing.
Do you have any bad examples, Daniel, of maybe where people have abused the system or taken advantage of people?
You know, recently the state joined other states in a lawsuit against a number of charities that it's alleged that these charities were not using the money for the right purposes or were using it inappropriately. Unfortunately, that happens, but that's one of the reasons for this state regulation, is to help make sure that charitable giving is safe and appropriately watched over so that the money goes to the right place.
That's a good check, then, just to make sure that they're registered with you. Thank you, Daniel, for your time. That is the director of the Utah Division of Consumer Protection, Daniel O'Bannon.